Cotrimoxazole or Bactrim are common names for trimethoprim sulfamethoxazole, the drug we're talking about here. And it's an antibiotic that's been around for a long time. It's very cheap, and it's used to treat bacterial infections primarily, respiratory infections, pneumonia, that sort of thing. And it's just widely used across Africa. And it's used in the U.S. and Europe to prevent opportunistic infections in people living with HIV and AIDS, but hadn't been used in this regard in Africa until relatively recently, when some studies showed some promising benefits in Cote d'Ivoire in 1999.
How does it protect the body from malaria?
Well, it turns out that in addition to being a good drug to treat bacterial infections, which is the main thing that it's used for routinely, and also pneumocystis pneumonia and toxoplasmosis, more exotic infections that happen in people with HIV, it is also a good antimalarial drug, very related, closely related to the antimalarial drug SP that people are familiar with in Africa. But because it's a short-acting drug and has to be taken repeatedly for several days, it generally hasn't been used to treat malaria in favor of SP, which you'd simply need to take once, and then you're finished with your malaria treatment.
So you would not recommend using this strictly to prevent malaria?
Well, not to prevent malaria, no, for a couple of reasons. One is that you'd have to take it every day, which is just difficult for most people to comply with. And the second reason is that even though we found some very good results with this drug in preventing malaria in Mali, we need to keep in mind that study was actually conducted in the year 2000, and even at that time, many other countries in Africa had much higher rates of resistance to this drug, malaria resistance, I should say, to this drug. So we wouldn't expect the drug to do nearly so well presently in Mali or in other countries around Africa.
Well, if this drug helps those with HIV possibly avoid malaria infection, how might it help those in Africa?
We'd think that it will certainly help people with HIV, especially the more advanced stages of HIV when people tend to be suffering from serious infections. And increasingly, we're finding evidence that cotrimoxazole will also provide some benefit to people whose immune systems aren't quite so suppressed. And so even though it's not an ideal drug as your first choice for treating and preventing malaria, we think that a beneficial side effect, if you will, of the use of the drug in people living with HIV and AIDS will be that they will have less malaria. It may not be as highly effective in preventing malaria as it was in Mali, but we think they'll have less malaria. And I think in particular, pregnant women who we recommend get malaria prevention treatment with this very similar drug may benefit when they're taking the cotrimoxazole for preventing infections in HIV.
So potentially this could really help millions of people.
I think when you look at the map of how many people are living with HIV and AIDS in Africa, and with the increasing evidence that this drug will benefit many of those people, I think we are talking in the millions, yes.